It's been almost 10 years to the day. My partner Brian took me out one evening after work for a surprise. We ventured out of the city into Northern Virginia and pulled into a pet center. The pound had brought in cats for adoption. He told me to pick out any cat I wanted. It was a very thoughtful surprise. I had grown up with pets at home all my life, and after moving up to D.C. after graduation, I had no pet to call my own. Tonight, that was the change. As Brian began the adoption paperwork, I wandered up and down the rows of stainless steel cages. Every cat was asleep, obviously tired after a long day of being on display. Some were kitten-like, some older, some were scrawny, and others, Rubenesque. I began to feel slightly depressed, getting no reaction from any of the animals as I tried to attract their attention, trying to get a glimpse of the personalities. Then I came to you, Nigel, the smallish brown tabby with the large capital M on your forehead. As I approached, your eyes opened and locked with mine. Briskly standing up on your hind legs, you pushed your face to the bars as I held out my hand and let out a meow. Instead of me choosing a new little friend, on the contrary, you had chosen me. I never had a cat quite like you. You're definitely more like a puppy dog, always greeting me at the door when I get home from work and following me from room to room, and always running into the living room when I practice the piano, and sitting next to me on the piano bench intently watching my hands play until I finish, even when my practicing might scare others from the vicinity. Also, like many pets, you learned everything you could about me, understanding what I say to you and even knowing exactly how to annoy me to no end when you wanted something, or were mad at me for not letting you sleep on my suit jacket, or for scolding you in front of company. But through it all, you've been an amazing companion. This past Friday, you had a visit to the vet. You didn't understand what was said, but you knew something was wrong. You were diagnosed with an inoperable aggressive cancer, which would become very painful very soon. The vet let you come home so we as a little family could be together for just a little longer and say goodbye before things got too bad. I'm sorry you won't be there for Christmas morning and won't be able to curl up under the tree like you loved, as if you were a present. Yesterday, I held you close in my arms and told you goodbye for the last time. I hope your little life was a good one. And before handing you over so you can drift into a gentle sleep, I thanked you for choosing me.